Hey everyone, you're listening to I Watched That with Fran and Kyle. On today's episode, we are talking about The Good Place. So a little background on that. Kyle absolutely adored the show, watched it. I don't know if he watched it once or twice. Recommends it to
Twice.
me. He watched it twice. Okay, that's it. He was watching it the second time, recommended it to me. I was like, yeah, okay, I need something good to watch. Watched it, loved it. I absolutely got tired of it by season three. Haven't picked up another episode.
Oh,
So,
love the honesty. That love the honesty, Fran. Love the
I'll
honesty.
explain why when we get into it.
I would love to know. Would love to know, Fran. Honestly.
So yeah, we're talking about The Good Place. Kyle, run it down for us.
Good Place is one of the best shows of all time, and I'm not trying. You know what I am? Yeah, it's one of the best shows of all time. It's an amazing show. Everyone should watch it because not only. I guess it's a sitcom, right, Fran? Is it a sitcom?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a sitcom. It's a sitcom, but it's like much better than any sitcom you've seen before. Because the thing is, most sitcom settings are very simple. Their workplace, their family thing. It's usually just either one of those two, when I thought about it. Actually, or it's like some sort of friend thing, you know? Like New Girl or Friends. They're
Yeah.
either living together as friends, or it's a family, or it's a workplace. Most of the recent ones have been workplace ones, like Brooklyn Nine-Nine or like Parks and Rec, right? And the people who made those shows made this show, The Good Place. And the thing that's interesting, because the setting is so odd, you know? Like whenever, like it's literally set in heaven. That's what The Good Place just is, right? So like I thought that was really interesting because there's been dramas about or any stories about things like, you know, heaven. Usually it's about movies, you usually do that more often. And yeah, the show's just amazing because it explores how to basically be a good person. Because at the beginning of the show, it's about these four people, which I like that it's just four main characters and like two other main characters too. It's a very small cast, really, when you think about it. And I think that's the best part of the show because then each character can actually be properly developed and explored. But the thing I love about the show is that, first off, not only the cast, the interesting thing about the cast, though, is there's really only two known people that you would know, like Christian Bale and Ted Danson, right? Which I'm sure is how they sold the show,
I mean,
I'm
like
assuming.
Ted Danson, the hot guy from Cheers, and now he's an older Silver Fox. I think so.
Yes, thank you. From Cheers. Cheers is excellent, by the way. Highly recommend it. It's a great show. Me and my brother watched it when we were kids because and for it was set like reruns in the morning, and for some reason cartoons just like went out, and then Cheer reruns kept on running, so we just watched Cheer reruns, me and my brother.
That happened to me, so I'm totally in the same boat with you.
It was excellent. I loved it.
So I'm
Anyways, enough of my tangent about Cheers, which I highly recommend. But it's only with two people you actually know, Christian Bale and Ted Danson. And then the other people, I've never seen them at all, like ever and literally nothing. So I thought that was really interesting. But yeah, the cast is amazing. And the show really is, it's about, well, should I spoil like what it's really about, Fran?
oh my gosh, it's over. Who cares? Spoil.
Okay, good. It
Before
is over. It ended last year.
you spoil it, just say, hey, spoiler alert, pause, skip like, I don't know, a minute or whatever.
Yeah, I don't know. Like it's yours to choose anyways. But the thing is, yeah, like that's what I was talking about, the setting is so unique because at the very end of the first season, Eleanor, the main character played by Christian Bale, is realizing, wait a second, this isn't the good place. This is the bad place. And I remember watching that for the first time and being like, what? And then realizing, oh, this makes complete sense that it is. Because they never enjoy their time there. Also, you realize that all four of the people that are in the good place aren't actually good people. Because they have a sense of, and that's the thing I like about the morality in the show is that it's not very clear and cut. Because, for example, Chidi, you assume he's a good person. He's a professor of ethics, right?
How much better
But
can a person be?
yeah, but the problem with him is that he's extremely indecisive to a detriment, to a fault that it affected his relationships immensely, not just like his relationships, like with girlfriends or something, with his friendships, with his family. And that was like literally ultimately his undoing, because that's literally how he died. because he was like trying to decide something, and then randomly just, you know, something fell out of the sky, and then boom,
conditioner fell.
Air conditioner. But like, yeah, like the fact that that was his detriment is that he wasn't really a good person because he was so indecisive, and he was almost selfish in that way because he didn't really think of other people sometimes, which is interesting because he was a professor of ethics. But then also, and then Eleanor was the clear cut one that she clearly wasn't a good person, right? And that was the whole point of the concept, is that, oh, she's in heaven, but she's not supposed to be. Oh no. But then in reality, no, it was there, like the, what was it? Tedx's character like did this on purpose, basically.
The architect, right?
The architect. They call him the architect.
Michael.
Yeah. And he's supposed to be a demon, but the show is very vague and very like not making like it's heaven and hell or demons or angels. Like they don't really do that, really. It's more like demons are just shitty people, and then angels are just like ridiculously good people. Which I have to admit, when you do meet actual angels, like in the show, it's very funny because they're like way too good, and they're like constantly thinking about others and never themselves. It's quite funny how they did it. I really like that. But yeah, like that's what I like about the show, is the setting. The setting's so unique. Sitcoms don't have this type of setting, and not the way that the show does, where it literally reboots itself every season.
Yeah.
Sitcoms never do that. They never do that. Because that's the thing with sitcoms, is that's usually always the same. You know, that's kind of the point of sitcoms, is the familiarity with it, is that you feel comfortable with it. It's very comfortable. It's, you know, it's almost like this weird kind of like comfort. It's almost like comfort food, but it's literally television. You know, that's what I would say sitcoms are.
It's a formula. They know what they're doing. It's always formula based.
That's why people watch it, because they know at the very end of that episode, everything will probably be okay.
Yeah. So,
but this show, not even close.
A little chaotic. So we'll start with our favorite and least favorite characters. Go for Kyle.
Oh, this is easy.
Oh.
I have to admit, my favorite probably is Michael.
Yeah.
Which is funny because he's literally a demon. But wait a second. It's because it's literally his evolution from being like that. He's basically, he's not a demon. He's more of like he used to be in the bad place, and he was called an architect. And they basically decide how to torture people. So yeah, he's basically a demon, but then he figures out this new idea in how to torture humans in a new way. But then, you know, he kind of revolutionizes the way the afterlife works later. Like, it's because of him, even though it's like accidentally him. He didn't think this was gonna happen. But yeah, like his character is the best. I love him. He's so funny. I love his perspective on humans. It's quite hilarious. It's so funny. Like, I love how he just thinks we're disgusting meat bags, which in fact we are, basically. Yeah, he's great. Janet is phenomenal. Who's like, it's like hard to describe her. She's like this like unknowing, all-knowing being, you know. Know an answer to every question you've ever had, like really deep questions or serious questions, like what's the point of life, or where did we come from, or things like that. Janet can answer for them for you, just like that. And you can just say her name and she appears. She's like this weird, I don't know how to describe her. She's like this weird like robot, but not robot. Like, it's weird. I don't know what she is. She's just Janet, because like that's the thing, in the afterlife there's just a bunch of Janets and they all look like her.
Yeah, quite interesting.
Yeah, so like I would have to say probably Michael, Janet, Eleanor, and probably Chidi. I do like the two other characters. I like Jason and Tahiti. Is it Tahiti? Am I saying that
Tahini.
Right?
No,
Tahiti.
Tahani.
Oh my God. Tahani, yeah. They're good too, but I think the other characters are more, not really developed per se, but more like, I think I just like them better. And I think their arcs are more well-defined. is what I'm gonna say.
Okay.
But I do love all the characters. Oh my god, I do love we should talk about like the other, not the main characters. What's that girl who was in the middle place? Mindy. Is it?
Oh,
Isn't her name? I think her name's Mindy though. Maybe it's not.
Mindy St. Clair.
Mindy St. Clair. She's the one person that didn't go to either the bad or the good place because she was a terrible person in her life. But then did this amazing, amazing thing while she was on drugs, by the way. And it ended up paying off because then her family did this like charity in regard to her name. So then they decided, okay, she'll just be in the middle place.
Okay.
Yeah, I love her. I love her. She's so weird. I love her jokes, like the fact that she's just like really weirdly horny all the time and loves cocaine and is kind of a mess of a human being. I think it's just really funny.
Yeah, she is pretty great.
Yeah, and then, oh my god, Adam Scott's character is amazing too. Also, when he appeared, I was like, oh my god, it's Adam Scott. Like, that's literally what I said.
Oh my god.
And he plays such a dirtbag. He plays like one of the demons from the Bad Place, and he's just a dick, and it's hilarious. Like, it's fun watching him being a dick. It's an amazing thing to watch. It's amazing to behold, you know? Mm-hmm. But yeah, I guess what those would be my, like, these favorite characters. Well, what are yours, Fran?
Well, like, controversial take, maybe.
Oh.
Tahani is probably my favorite. And
okay.
It's because when I first saw her, I'm like, oh my god, she is the epitome of grace and elegance.
She's stunning, for sure.
And, like, I didn't watch The Good Place, but I knew of, Jamila Jamil. First of all, I'm so sorry if you can hear my insane neighbor's children screaming at the top of their lungs playing basketball. I don't know what these noises are. I question it every day. It sounds like someone's crying, but they're just playing basketball. So I'm sorry. But yeah, so like I knew of Jamila Jamil because she's very big with the body positive movement.
Oh yes, yes, yeah. Mm-hmm.
LGBTQ plus rights, just like women empowerment. She's an amazing individual.
Oh, for sure.
So that's what I knew her from. Just like, I followed her on social media. I'm like, I don't even know who you are, but I'm going to follow
her. I love that.
I follow so many of these people that I'm like, I don't know what you do, but I'm going to follow you anyways. And then The Good Place. And I was like, oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
I would like to know where other, like, I don't know. I just know that she was on this show. I'm going to look it up, like, if she's been on anything else, because I can't think of anything, honestly. Let's see.
I don't know, but...
Yeah, she was in other stuff, just, like, I just did not... Oh, you know what? The Good Place was her first...
Like, her breakout, like, main thing?
It was her role, because she was in other television shows, but they were all reality shows, because it says role herself.
Oh, okay.
So that was her acting... This is her acting debut, technically speaking. I did not know that. But also makes a lot of sense, because, you know, I've never seen her in anything else, like, at all. But yeah,
right. So she's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So she's like my favorite, and who else is my favorite? Like, I wanna like Jason because I don't know. I feel bad for him, but there's like a TikTok sound, and the sound goes like, I don't know what the name is. Let's say Michael's like, oh, Michael, there's not a thought behind those eyes, is there? And that's Jason. There's just empty. Nothing's going on in his brain.
Yeah. Also, he does. I remember I was talking this with another friend, but every sitcom has either a very stupid person. Usually it's a guy. No offense to men, but they're usually stupid. And then they're either stupid or... what was my other thing? Oh, they're just stupid or people make fun of them.
Yeah.
And they have Jason for this one, just like how Parks and Rec has Jerry or Gary or whatever his name is. I literally don't know what his name is. But like, that's the, like, I think it's Gary actually. But yeah, like it either have, oh, see, sometimes shows have both, Fran, because Parks and Rec has both. It has Andy and Jerry or Gary or whatever. But yeah, like, sometimes you need a character like that because then you just make jokes about how dumb they are, and it's really, really easy to do that, honestly.
So maybe they're my favorite. I don't know about Jason. I know I like him, but my absolute favorite is Tahani because, well...
Oh, I get it.
Okay, I guess that's a character arc thing, but I'll talk about that later. Least favorite, I absolutely despise
What?
Chidi and Eleanor.
Really?
I stopped watching season three, so I don't know how they fully developed as people. I don't
Yeah, I guess they're quite different, but like, I get why you don't like them.
like Chidi, first of all, buddy. Does it matter if you're having a like fucking blueberry muffin or a chocolate chip muffin? Don't eat the muffin. What does your heart want? What is your no. What does your stomach want? Think with your
What do you
stomach.
have to answer
Stop
with?
sticking with your head. Like thinking with your head. Sorry. He's just so like if I were to ever like if he was a real person and he was in my life, I don't think he'd be in my life for very long. I'd have to get like no, I wouldn't be friends with him anymore. Like that's like it's irritating how indecisive
Yeah,
he is.
well, that's how was that's what his problem was, really. And
Right?
I get it. I get
Like
it,
I just
honestly.
and then Eleanor was just like I guess I despised her more at the beginning and then I ended up
Oh.
liking her, but then I'm like I don't want you two together because I just don't. I did not want Chidi and Eleanor
Really?
together. I thought it was good because it was surprising. I didn't see it coming, but I also did not like them together.
Interesting. It's very interesting, Fran.
So yeah, those are like, and obviously Michael's an amazing character just because he's like, he just grew so many different ways.
Oh yeah, like literally. I could even see that. Well, I don't know if I should say what happens at the end, but I don't know, should I, friend?
Well, you know what? Yes, you know what? Because we're gonna end up
Yeah.
talking about what kept us watching.
Oh, and
And
our
I don't
favorite
want you to
arcs.
spoil it for me.
And our favorite arcs too.
Yeah, so then you can just spoil it.
Okay
I don't
then.
care. I love spoilers. If you don't love spoilers, then don't listen. But I love spoilers.
Okay, so then let's move on to our favorite arcs, I guess, which we were just talking about. Well, my favorite arc would definitely be, well, maybe like second close, like Eleanor and Michael. But like Michael's arc is amazing because he starts out literally as the, he literally tortures them for like a significant amount of the show, like maybe like a season and a half he does it for. But then he realizes that also he gets in trouble with his boss. I think his name's I don't know who is, I forget what the guy's name is. But yeah, he gets in trouble with his boss because he wasn't supposed to reboot them so many times. Because they keep on finding out, they keep on finding out. My favorite one was when like Jason found out. He's like, oh, Jason found out? That hurts. That hurts a lot. So like, I don't know. I love how at the beginning how he's literally just trying to prove. He's basically that like he's like that minion trying to prove to his like trying to prove to his higher ups that, you know, he's good and he can do stuff. Like it's very much that villain trope, you know? I think it's kind of funny. So like he goes from that like villain trope, like literally villain, he's a demon, he's a bad person. He's torturing these people. But the thing is though, like I don't blame him. That's just what his job is. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like, he goes from that to like literally realizing that the afterlife and how people are judged and decided to go from the good place to the or to the bad place is just completely flawed. That's what I like about the show is that his art shows a fact in our world that the world's so complicated now, it's very hard to be good. Because even if you do a good thing, like the simplest thing, like I don't know, getting a gift for a friend or just holding the door open, it can like their system even quantifies you like maybe buying, I don't know, a phone or a or something that was possibly made by like some like I don't know,
Oh my God, yeah.
some kid from another country that's barely getting paid or not even get paid at all.
Oh my
And they
gosh,
show, yeah. And they
yes.
basically show that the world's like incredibly complicated and it's actually hard to be a good person realistically because one, it's expensive to be a good person because like if you want to like, you know, not kill animals, you have to be like organic and that just costs more money. Like basically he realizes that the system is so flawed and outdated because the world's not simple at all anymore, you know?
Yes, I did love
So that's, yeah, that's what I really liked about the show. And they're really digging that into season three specifically. And that's the thing, is that like basically most of the show is like experiments. Like each season is an experiment deciding what's going to happen, and the four characters are involved, mm-hmm. right? Like the second season is literally a reboot of the first season, but then it's basically the first half of each season, especially season two and three, are like experiments. Like the first in season three, it's about them going back to Earth, and it's like alternate timeline, and see if they could be good people or not. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, yeah, like it's basically, I just love his arc because it's basically him realizing, weirdly enough, coming up with this way to torture people. But then, weirdly enough, like the last season is literally him doing it again, but with different people. Yeah, like they're doing it again with different people, and Eleanor is the architect.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, so like, I don't know, I just found it so interesting that like, and then that's the thing too, is that they're basically, oh my god, by the way, you know, oh my god, I forgot to mention her, with my favorite characters, but the judge, like Maya Rudolph's the judge.
Oh my god, she's amazing.
I love her, she's fantastic. She's like this all-knowing being like Janet or like Michael, like she's an immortal being. She's like literally the judge who like decides if people can go to the good place or to the bad place. And I just love her. She's so funny. Oh my god. She's like this. She's also like me because she just binge watches shows all the time. It's my favorite of her joke is when she was like, she's like, I just binge watched The Leftovers, and it's, you know what? I was gonna just like, I forget what she said. She was gonna do something terrible to humanity because they didn't nominate Carrie Coon for an Emmy. And I was like, yes, I relate to that. Thank you for mentioning it, Maya Rudolph. But yeah, no, she's definitely one of my favorite characters included. But yeah, but Michael, like at the end though, like he goes from that type of person figuring out all this stuff. And then at the end, it's funny because they basically like, because they do eventually go to the good place, right? Yep. And they basically realize how bad that system is too. Because they realize that like heaven, if heaven was actually heaven and you got to live forever and it was amazing and you got anything you wanted, you'd probably get bored eventually.
Okay.
Right? You would. And that was kind of the point of the show, is that it's like the second last episode, and they realize that everyone's kind of just not feeling anything. They're just kind of going through the motions because they've done everything, you know? Mm-hmm. So like, I thought that was a good idea. I'm like, yeah, that's probably what would happen if heaven was real. So then their solution was, it's sad, but it's brilliant. It's basically they get to decide, you know, or anyone gets to decide to just end their life basically. Oh. And you get to do it. You choose to do it. You just walk through this like this arch thing, and your body just turns into like energy. And it just gets spread around Earth. Like it goes, you know, like that same thing where it gets like, it's almost like when you get buried, but very much like in this weird fantasy way.
Okay.
So that's what their solution is. I thought that was brilliant. So then Michael, he can't do that. So then he gets his wish at the end, really, is that he gets to be human. And he becomes a human at the end. And it's literally the last shot is him becoming human. He just becomes human. Oh, and he'll eventually die like a human would. It's crazy.
I love that, because when he was going...
It's brilliant.
When he was going to like help them with the timeline and everything to make sure they got to the good place, he really enjoyed being on Earth.
Yeah, it reminded me of... Well, not when I watched it, but when I watched it again, it reminded me of when I watched Soul, and you know when that like... the Soul Tina Fey's, forget her 22. It reminded me of that, just like them enjoying the simplest things of life, and that's what Michael was kind of doing.
Yeah.
And it was so interesting. And they get their things due at the end, where they become human at the end. But yeah, that's literally what his arc is, and I think it's so brilliant. It's a very when you think about it, most arcs you kind of see it coming, sort of, but also not really. Like I didn't think you were actually going to do it, but then they did it, and I thought it was just so brilliant. And then along with Eleanor, hers is like kind of insane, like. She goes from this terrible person living in Arizona to like this person who basically saves humanity.
Yep. Wow. Yeah, exactly.
And that's the interesting thing that I like about this sitcom is that it's very, like, since it's a fantasy show, it kind of gets very, like, heightened, you know? It's not like other shows, you know? It's very heightened because they're literally, like, it's like the stakes are so high compared to other shows. Uh-huh. Like, it's literally depends on humanity's, not like if they're gonna, like, well, actually, you know what? That is the thing, is that, here, I'll tell you this. Basically, they prove to the judge that their thing works, right? Mm-hmm. But the judge is like, realizes that the world's too complicated. So she's like, let's do a do-over. So she wanted to just kill everyone and restart. So then they had to figure out a way of like convincing her not to do that, obviously.
Okay.
But yeah, like, I don't know. It's just a very like, it's a very complex show for how it's just really just a comedy. Like, it's a half hour comedy, but it's just filled with these such good, juicy ideas. It's very, like, it's also very much, it's also even classified as a philosophical or
philosophical.
I can never say that word, and I don't know what's wrong with me. But yeah, it really talks about different philosophers and what the perspectives were. And you really get to learn like quite a bit about it, which was interesting. And yeah, Eleanor as Michael's arc was amazing. I love it. And yeah, even Cheezy's is too, because actually near the end, he realizes how to be a decisive person at the end, finally. And yeah, that's what like basically saves him in the end. But yeah, like it's so, I don't know, like everyone's arc is pretty satisfying. Yeah, even Tahani gets a really good finishing art. She becomes an architect literally, which makes so much sense because she's a good organizer, so she just mm-hmm. realizes that she wants to do that. But yeah, it's just, I don't know, I just think the arcs in this show are so well written. I love that the show didn't go on for too long, because that's the one thing I don't like about shows when go on for too long, because it's just not good. But with this show, they decided to have 4 seasons and that's it. And I love that they did that. They stuck to what they wanted to do. Mm-hmm. And I love that. Yeah. Like, what are your favorite arcs? So, like, I know you haven't seen all of them, like, but, like, what was the arcs that when you were watching, you really liked what was happening or something?
I'll just, Tahani's arc, because I stopped watching it, like, honestly, probably a month ago, so I can't remember too much, but just like, when was it, remember when they were being like fake tested, or like, I don't know if it was real tested, mm-hmm. Jason was playing the video game and Chidi had to decide on a hat to buy, and Eleanor was like put in that, like, I don't know, simulation thing, and Tahani was supposed to walk by a bunch of doors and everyone was talking about her, but you had to get to the end of the hallway.
That's a good episode, giving into
what people were saying about her. And that episode when, like, she went in, like, she was almost there, but she went to go see what her parents were saying. Mm-hmm. Just seeing that kind of, like, humanity in her and understanding that, yeah, her parents eternally fucked her up, honest to God.
Oh, yeah, I know. Her parents weren't the best.
And her sister. So just seeing that humanity of her just, like, wanting to talk to them and understand why they were the way they were. And then that one episode where they were back on Earth and she had to go, like, make amends with her sister.
Yeah.
At the art gallery or whatever, art show.
Mm-hmm.
And she was, like, the one to actually, like, after putting up a stink and they both, like, were a little, like, were brats to each other, she came around and made that first move to patching up the relationship. I think they were handcuffed or something.
Yeah.
Were they handcuffed together? Yeah.
I think so, yeah.
Oh, my God. Huh. Can you hear them?
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
So yeah, I really like Tahani because at the beginning she's like this self-centered, conceited, materialistic, like appearance-driven person.
Mm-hmm.
And from when I stopped watching, she kind of just mellowed out and just didn't care about that stuff anymore. And looked at what was really important. So I'll just keep it short and sweet, Tahani, all the way.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, you know what? Yeah, you're right, Fran. What a great arc.
Yeah, so, okay. We're coming close to the end of our time mark here. So what's your favorite season, Kyle, and why?
Oh, easy peasy lemon squeezy, Fran. It's season 4, the final season.
I heard, okay, between you and I, someone told me that the last season is amazing, so I might have to go back and finish it.
I would really, I know I just spoiled some parts for you, but, like, watching is different.
I don't care, I love spoilers. I Googled.
No, like, yeah, like, it's a phenomenal season. I've really loved it. I've been, season 3 is close, though, because I like the fact that they were on Earth. I thought that was really interesting. But it's just, first off, this finale is outstanding. It's amazing. Super long, too. It's like an hour long. I don't know. I just like the way they ended the show. I like the way they figured out the solution to the problem they were having. I don't know. I just felt like everything was just really good in the final season, and it's hard to do final seasons, and I think they did it very well.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, it was just so perfect the way they ended it. Like I'm so glad they ended it the way they ended it. I love how they go through every character, they show why they're done with life, kind of, you know, why they're done with it. And they get a lot of the characters get like a lot of like stuff to happen in their life that they always wanted to happen. Like Tawny gets, you know, like an amazing afterlife with her parents and her sister, and they're just happy together. You know, no one's mad at each other, and I thought that was really nice. And that's kind of why she decides to end her life, but then she realizes she's not done yet, and she wants to be an architect. So yeah, that was interesting. But yeah, I don't know. I just like the way they ended. I thought it was so brilliant. And I remember worried about when I was watching, like, oh my God, how are they gonna end it well? But no, they like really did, you know? And I don't know, I just love everything they did in it. Yeah, like that's definitely my favorite season. The third season is close though, because like I really like what they did with it. And I thought it was really interesting. Like also like that season's the most like diverse, because like at first, they're, like, experimenting, deciding, like, how near-death experiences can, like, alter someone's life and how can, like, make them do good things or something. And then it goes into, like, some other thing, because then they find out they're actually they died before. Like that season's wild.
Yep.
And I get why you stopped, because it's crazy, that season. But I would pull through it if you can, and like especially towards the end, and then you realize what the setup is for the next season. And I don't know, I just thought it was so good. Like, yeah, I would say like I think the first season is my favorite, but I love how wild the third season is and how experimental they were in that season. But the last season I think is my favorite for sure though. What's yours, Fran? Well, the one that you've seen so far.
Well, my favorite season was season 2, because I think it was the end of season 1 where Eleanor realized it wasn't the good place. Was it that one?
Oh my God. Oh, end of season 1 is when she realized it was not the good place.
Okay. Yeah, so season 2, because then you had, like, all of the reboots, and then, like, all the stuff going on, and then, like, Michael kind of working with them now, because
he
had that amazing, like, change of heart. Yeah, I think, yeah, I'll just say season 2.
Yeah, I get that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I guess we kept us watching, I guess.
What kept you watching, Kyle?
What kept me watching? What kept me watching was the absurdity of the show. Yeah. Because it's a wild show. Also, like, I remember the first season, I thought it was a good idea. I was like, oh, this is an interesting idea. The person isn't supposed to be there, and they're gonna have to like fake that they're there, and then she's learning to be a good person so she can stay there. But then when the end of the first season happens, it like it turns the entire premise upside down, because like And I've never really been in a show. I've never seen a show like that before, especially a comedy. So, like, what kept me watching was just, how was it going to keep on going? Like, when I realized that it was The Bad Place, first I was intrigued. Because I'm like, oh, now I want to know what the actual Good Place is like. Which you do get to see a while from now. But, like, there were so much things that when they introduced that twist, I was like, oh, what's a Good Place like? What's the actual Bad Place like? Because this is some weird experimental version of a bad place. I'm like, what's Michael? What's he doing exactly? Why is he doing this? Mm-hmm. Like, there were so much things that was going through my head when that happened. Also, it was quite funny. That's the thing, it's still a comedy. And it was quite funny when they introduced a twist, because Ted Danson made the funniest, like, evil smile kind of face. He's like, oh, you got me. It was so funny. It was hilarious. So that was pretty funny. But yeah, like, what kept me watching was the characters, because the characters were actually really related. But then also the comedy was just so, like, not even just the comedy, but the plot was so unique in the way it was structured and the way they told the story. Like, there's literally an episode where they're stuck in a white void, which is Janet's void, and they're all Janet's, and then the actress playing Janet is playing all of them.
Yeah.
Like, that's insane, but very creative writing. Also, outstanding acting from the actress who plays Janet, because she had to play all of them, but in different ways.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I thought it was just incredibly... I think the show is just incredibly unique in its storytelling, because I've never seen a sitcom like this. I also just wanted to know, like, it's simplicity of, I just wanted to know what happened. I wanted to know where we're going to go with it. I wanted to know where we're going to go with each concept that they rebooted in each season, you know? And then for the final season, I just wanted to know how it was going to end, because I knew that was the final season. I'm like, okay, they rebooted it again, but, like, how are they going to end this season? Like, how are they going to, like, truly end each character's journey? And they did it so well, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, like, I don't know. I guess that would be that's mostly why I just kept them watching. It was really those were the whys, I guess. I can't really think of anything else, really.
Okay, that's enough, man. That's good. That's good.
Why'd you keep watching? You did not keep watching. But you did watch it for a while. So
what kept me watching pretty much was just I wanted to see what was going to happen with the whole twist. I wanted to see.
Yeah, of course.
Bad Place, what's going to happen. Everything was going well. Then they fucking lost me when they sent them back to Earth. Okay?
Really?
Not at the beginning, but when they were involved with Michael and they knew who Michael was, and then I was really confused, and, like, it's probably simple, but then, I'm not gonna lie, I stopped paying attention to the fucking show while I was watching it, so that's probably why I even got more confused.
So, yeah, you know what, that's the thing with the show, you really have to pay attention to it, or you will get lost.
Because I was, like, already lost, and then I just stopped paying attention, and I got really lost, and then I think, yeah, I don't even know what I left off on. I have no clue. So that's just why I stopped watching it. It just got, like, I just thought, like, the initial shock of finding out that wasn't The Good Place was a good twist, but then there were just too many other twists, too many back and forths, and I was like, I just can't do it.
You know what? I get it, Ren. I get it.
And then I also was probably too busy trying to start another show anyway, so I just justified it and gave up on it. But you're telling me the last season was really good. I'm hearing this from other people too, so I don't know. Maybe I won't prioritize it and, like, watch 6 episodes a day, but maybe I'll just watch 2 a day and just hope to God that I understand what the hell happens.
I would definitely take a try at it. It's really fulfilling, the show. It's a great show, friend. So good.
Well, okay, fine. I'll do it. This was, like, a really fun episode, because we usually talk about shows we've either finished all the way through, or that we're just, like, in the process of watching because maybe the next season didn't come out yet. So it was cool to have a new point of view of someone.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Watch it. I'm gonna hand it to Kyle for the outro because we got some killer shows coming up next episode.
Yes, we do. So everyone, thanks for listening to I Watched That with Fred and Kyle. Tune in for the next episode when we actually talk about a thing we're going to talk about. We will talk about, Fran will talk about
Defending Jacob with
Evans. Okay. yes, that show also an Apple TV Plus exclusive, same as Ted Lasso, recently came out, I think sometime last year.
Yeah.
I want to talk about a show that's been running for years, Better Call Saul. It's actually a related to a show we talked about before, Breaking Bad. It's a prequel show to this show, but also sort of a sequel because every season, actually, it starts out with a flash forward. It's in black and white, and it shows Saul's character, like his character, after the events of Breaking Bad. So it's a very cool thing they do each season. So that's why I cannot wait to watch the final season, because then I'll know what happens to him in that season. Not only I will find out what happens to him before Breaking Bad begins, I will know what happens to him after Breaking Bad ends. So I'm really quite curious how that's going to work. And I cannot wait to talk about it. It's a wonderful show. It's very different from Breaking Bad. It's a very good show. So yeah, so both shows are crime drama shows. So that's gonna be fun to talk about.
Oh my God.
Sorry, what, friend?
Yes, absolutely. Yes.
Yeah, they're both crime drama shows. Vastly different from one another. One's very long running. One was just one season. Yeah, I can't not wait to talk about it with you, friend. It's gonna be fantastic to do that. I cannot wait.
Yeah.
And it's been a while since we've done that type of perspective in which we talk about two different shows and only one has seen each one.
Yeah, so that will be
fun. Yeah, that'll be fun to watch. I mean, fun to listen to. So don't forget to tune in whenever we release that.
Yeah, like, we're a chill podcast. We're going to upload when we want to. We will, if people listen and you leave comments and say you really want another one, you know what, let's start doing a regular schedule with this shit, you know. So just for fun for now, but if people actually listen, we'll do it for real and do like a weekly release or a bi-weekly release or something.
That would be fun to do.
So many
to keep it structured.
So many shows, and I think we should open it up to movies next. So
oh yes, we should do that. Well, you know what we could do, Fran? You know what we could do?
Marvel.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I'm starting my binge soon, so we can do it. Yeah.
You talk about your precious Chris Evans, because he's in almost all of the movies.
Oh gosh, we gotta end this now so I can like calm down, cool off.
Oh my God.
I love that man. He is
amazing. I get it. He's fantastic. You know, a lot of people don't like Captain America, and I'm like, excuse me, he's the best. And it's because of Chris Evans.
They don't like Captain America because what I've noticed is the trend is like, if Captain America or Iron Man or like basically any of the OG like Avengers from the first phase or whatever are your favorite, then you're fucking unoriginal and bland. It's like, are you kidding me? Like, why is everything a problem? Why is problem. I love Captain America because I was 12 years old in the theater.
Yeah.
Avengers for the first time. And he made me an ass man right away. Ass woman. Oh my God, I'm sorry. He made me like
sorry. Oh my God, Fred's best. Oh my God. Sorry, but that's my dog. That's the best quote I've ever heard. That's my favorite quote from you, Fred.
Sorry, I'm thinking about that interview where he's like, Chris Evans is an ass man. So that's why I said ass man. He made me an ass woman. That was the first awakening with male butts that I got. I have a lot to be thankful for. So
that's great.
When we start our Marvel, maybe it should be like a Marvel series where just for the next few episodes, we just talk about a few Marvel films at a time.
Yeah, for sure. We can do that. Yeah.
Yeah, so we'll do that. Hope you don't mind the weird structure of these episodes and these seasons, but it's real. We're students. We're not professionals. We're getting there.
The opposite of professionals, but we might get there.
We might get there. And then if you want to, people want to sponsor and give us money, that would be very cool too. So I was Fran once again.
And I'm Kyle.
And we'll talk to you next time.
See ya.